Hi, and welcome to the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. I'm Greg Detmer. You're about to listen to episode 4 of a series called Goals, Living Beyond Hope. As a quick background, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me and I devoted myself to living a healthier lifestyle. For 20 years, I struggled to do this. But through my journey, I have shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a goal, and strive to be disciplined. Through the course of the series, I will be sharing these learnings, which apply to any goal. Thanks for listening, and enjoy episode 4, If You Think You Can. Henry Ford said, "If you think you can do a thing, or think you can't do a thing, you're right." The average human brain weighs approximately 3 to 4 pounds. Although relatively small compared to the rest of our bodies, it is our brain that ultimately determines if we will reach our goals or not, or more specifically, the mindset that we bring to the table. Too often, we simply accept our thoughts and our views of ourselves as permanent and unchangeable. Often, these thoughts are negative and hold us back. Carol Dweck kicked off a huge conversation around mindset. She introduced many of us to the idea of fixed mindset and growth mindset. A fixed mindset being one where we see things as permanent, and a growth mindset being one that allows for learning, change, and improvement. I realize now, looking back, that for years my mindset in terms of diet, exercise, and healthy living was very fixed. Meaning, for years, I really didn't believe I could do these things. And as far as those who could, I simply assumed they were just born with it and lucked out. The truth is, behind those people is a lot of hard work. Through much reflection, I realized that I could do that same work. Adopting a growth mindset allowed me to look for opportunities to learn more about exercise and food. One of the questions I get asked most often has been, "What has been the big change?" Or, "What has finally clicked for you this time?" And honestly, it is the mindset. This is the first time I believed that I could have a 100-plus-pound weight loss story. This was the first time I believed that I could live a healthy lifestyle. It comes back to that quote from the beginning of our show, from Henry Ford. If you think you can, or you think you can't, you're right. We get to choose how we perceive ourselves and our belief in our own abilities and drive. At the end of each episode in this series, I close with this quote from DDP. Never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. I do this because in my journey, this was the belief that led to all other steps, principles, and achievement. When you believe in yourself, you unlock an unimaginable drive, energy, and passion for what you're setting out to do. So, as you work toward your goals, what is the story you tell yourself? Is it positive or negative? Is your mindset fixed or is it growth? The answer to these questions will determine the likelihood of you meeting your goal or not. I love what Muhammad Ali said. The repetition of affirmation leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. Now let's think about that. The repetition of affirmation leads to belief. If we keep telling ourselves we can do things, then in time we will believe, and that belief will lead to those things happening. The opposite is true as well. If the repetition we tell ourselves is garbage, then we will begin to believe that, and when this happens, we already failed to meet our goals. Let's look at how this would work with another goal. Let's say a teacher wanting to implement a new reading strategy. The most important thing is going to be the story they're telling themselves. If they're telling themselves that this is too hard, they're not smart enough to do this, and this isn't going to work, guess what? It won't. However, if they're telling themselves that, yes, this will be hard, and it will take time, but at the end of the day, they believe they can do it, then they will. Remember, if you think you can, or you think you can't, you're right. Finally, I want to talk about how we talk about our goals. Because this gets to the root of mindset and whether or not we believe we can do what we're trying to do. Early on in my journey, I would say things like, I could lose 100 pounds in a year, or I guess I could work out 6 days a week, or maybe I can eat healthy after all. I found that these statements were wishy-washy at best and filled with self-doubt and possibly even self-sabotage. Confidence was lacking in each of them. After several months, I started using will in all these situations. I will lose 100 pounds in a year. I will eat healthy. I will work out 6 days a week. Not I guess I could or I might, but I will. Going back to that teacher, I will implement this reading strategy. Not I think I could try. There's a huge difference there. Now, these are bold, confident statements that should not be confused with arrogance, as the work will back it up. If you set out to achieve something you've never done, you will need bold, confident, and positive self-talk and self-statements. Sylvester Stallone said in one of the Rocky movies, "The person you see in the mirror will be your toughest opponent in life." This is true. The story we tell ourselves will either be our greatest power or our greatest stumbling block. The question is, do you think you can, or do you think you can't? Because either way, you are right. In closing, I want to repeat that quote from DDP, my favorite wrestler from the 90s, and say, never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. Now go, work hard, keep moving forward, and be awesome. If you have any questions or thoughts about what you heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head to our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you would give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread the thoughts and ideas.